I love a beautiful lawn. You love a beautiful lawn. Everybody loves a beautiful lawn, but they don't love how long it takes and how difficult it can be. And that is where True Green comes into play because it's the easiest and most affordable way to get that beautiful lawn. Let's be real. You've got plenty of other things to do in your free time than focus on your lawn care. So let True Green take care of all of that hard work while you get to do everything else that you want to do, like go play golf. Here's what you need to do. Visit truegreen.com, okay? It allows you to do you. Let them do the lawn care. And if you visit truegreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people, that is all guaranteed. You can trust True Green to give you the best lawn because they are the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. They offer a satisfaction guarantee and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. It's truegreen.com. Get started now.
Freaking first cut. Golly.
Welcome to the First Cut Podcast. I'm Rick Gaiman, and this is your round three recap and round four preview for this week's American Express. And joining me to break it all down, yes, he's back again. It's the coach. Hey, coach.
Hey, what's going on, man? I'm very subdued today for some reason because I know that you and I, we pride ourselves on picking winners, but also picking the right side. And I know that we picked the right side of all of our picks today, and for some reason they played guys that just played better, and it's been a very frustrating day.
Yeah, here's the thing. We were kind of chatting about this before we went hot. The field average on Saturday was a shot and a half under par. The guys that we liked, Woodland, way better than that. Molinari, way better than that. Siwoo Kim, way better than that. They ran into the bustle. They ran into, you know, Cameron Davis, who holed out for eagle, made two eagles on the round. Homa gained another 3.5 strokes putting. We'll talk about him in a second. But if that's the way you're losing matchups, it's all good. Golf happens.
You're exactly right. I know I take it way too personal, and it's not like a bunch of people out there are blaming me, but they come to us and they expect us to, you know, but you're exactly right. When that happens, you've got to be able to dust it off, because in the world of golf betting and really sports betting in general, you're going to have bad weeks. You're going to have bad days, and these bad beats happen, but we're on the right guys. And I feel good about that.
And it certainly speaks to the scoring conditions that we saw on Saturday, some of the volatility, some of the craziness, the randomness that we saw. But we end the day 54 holes into this event with a three-way tie at the top. Coach, it's Max Homa, it's Siwoo Kim, and it is Tony Finau. Of course, we chatted about him last night, Coach. It's same story over and over, countless times every year. He is in contention. He fails to raise a trophy on a Sunday outside of the 2016 Puerto Rico Open. One more crack at it again tomorrow.
You couldn't have three more different kinds of players than we have at the top of this leaderboard, especially when it comes to finishing the job and getting the job done. Max Homa is way more famous now for being funny on Twitter and making fun of people in a joking way than he is for playing good golf. So you and I both picked against him today, and he went out and he slammed it right on our head and shoots a 65. Then you got Siwoo Kim, who is a player's champion, but is more known for blowing up and shooting 78s and 80s at regular tour events than he is at winning a lot. And then you got Tony Finau, who many consider to be the absolute best golfer without a major. How about the best golfer without two wins? I mean, this dude is legit top flight tour pro with one win. It's almost unbelievable, Rick, that at this point, Tony Finau doesn't have more than what you just said.
It defies all logic because it defies the odds because he's put himself in the position so many times. I do wonder, Coach, about, you know, I do think there's a physical side to it. I think there's a mental side to it. I think there's a randomness side to it. But when you look at Tony Finau, when you look at the scoring conditions that we've seen from this week, I think it behooves him a little bit that he knows it is gas on the right, put the pedal down and let it fly. Like, you cannot, I feel like at times, and we saw this, I want to say Memorial, where, you know, that's a much more difficult golf course. He's just trying to hang on, make pars coming in. That's not, pars don't win the American Express, Coach. I think it might benefit him that he knows he's got to go out and continue to make birdies on Sunday.
But I thought that he was playing that way on Saturday, and then he ends up making that mistake in the water and ends up with a double bogey. And I think that's what we're seeing out of this golf course, that if you try to do that, we're seeing guys, and unfortunately, it seems like it happened to every player that I'm picking, but you're seeing a double, a triple, sometimes a quad, because there's so much water, there's so much rocks, there's so much so many issues. But you have to play this way, and you just have to hope that on Sunday you avoid all those mistakes. Because he had one hole today where he fanned it out to the right. It ended up being the right miss to make because he had a straight shot to the pin when I believe it was Sungjae was completely blocked out. So where you miss on this golf course is important. But the fact that you don't hit it in the water, because how many guys have we seen that have to drop it 300 yards back too? Where you miss, where you go on the water, where you go in the penalty is everything. And Tony just has to hope that he has a perfect round on Sunday and that Max and Siwoo don't go bananas again.
Siwoo Kim is such an interesting golfer because I don't think many people realize he's 25. He's young. He is a child. He won the 2017 Players Championship. And if you're talking about guys who are dialed in, coach, you know, look no further than Siwoo Kim. You know, you talk about strokes gained approach, one of the most important stats any week. He's third this week, so everybody's now played two rounds on the stadium course. And he was second on Saturday behind only Cam Davis, who's the guy we talked about. He holed out from Eagle. So, of course, that's going to improve that stat line. So, Siwoo Kim, a bogey free round on Saturday, and now we ask similar questions that we did in regards to Tony Finau. Can he close this one out?
Well, I know that I was riding him last year at the Wyndham, and he was playing really, really well for I think the first 3 days, and then he blew up on Sunday. Siwoo has the same type of issues that Tony Finau has. It's that he plays three really good rounds, and then that fourth round, depending on where it is, he always seems to have an over par round of the four. He can't afford to have that. Now, he's put himself in position, when you look at it, 66, 68, 67, and all these have a combination of those three because they're all 15 under par. But he hasn't had that one round yet, Rick, that he blows up, that he shoots at 73 or a 74. And on these courses, that is blowing up, one or two over par, because we saw Sungjae shoots one over and he drops 21 spots. 21 spots when he shoots a 73. That shows how well these guys are scoring here. So Siwoo, if he wants to win tomorrow, I believe he's got to shoot at least another 68 for sure. But I think it's going to be more like a 67 or a 66.
Yeah, I think you're right. Unless the wind kicks up, which I guess there's a chance the forecast, I mean, wind that changes in a moment's notice. So I'm certainly not going to speculate out 24 hours, but yeah, that would be the one way that this thing gets a little crazy and opens up a lot of the field. And the final guy, you know, Max Homa, you mentioned, you know, his golf fame at the moment is via Twitter. It's via roasting golf swings. The guy's awesome. He is funny. He's got a great personality. He does have a win on the PGA Tour. He won the 2019 Wells Fargo Championship. But coach, here's a guy that after the tour came back, because he was in a really good stretch of golf before the shutdown, and after the tour returned, he struggled a lot. And I wonder if the opportunity to get, you know, 5-6 solid weeks off, an opportunity to kind of reset, was really good for Max Homa, now making his, you know, first start of 2021.
Well, he was pretty clear, and I don't remember exactly the month, but he took like a sabbatical from doing entertaining Twitter thing, because I think even he realized, his team realized, somebody in his camp realized that he was starting to become a joke. That's not the right. I don't want to insult him like that, but taken less seriously on the golf course than he was off because of everything he did. So he took a break from that. And I think it was the right thing to do, because part of the reason he became famous was because he was a PGA Tour winner, that he was a guy that people could come to as a really, really stout golfer. And then as time went on and he spent more time online than he did what a lot of people perceive as practicing, then all of a sudden he stopped being taken seriously. And I don't believe that anybody, certainly any touring professional on the PGA Tour, wants to be considered a layup. And I'll be the first one to admit, I thought today was a lock. I was like, he's had two great days. He's not going to put three together. And I was wrong. And sometimes that happens because these guys have to prove us wrong, that follow us day in and day out. So I don't think he can do four. But maybe he'll prove us wrong. I don't know, but I don't believe he can.
He's made 24 birdies, which is three more than anybody else in this field. So he's certainly feeling it. And coach, this is the time of the evening where we get to play a little, like, you know, how far back is too far back? It's low scores abound. The leaders are at 15. There's one guy, Richie Wierenski, at 14. There's three more at 13. So you're talking about 12 guys within three shots. Is the winner coming out of that group?
Yeah, and then you've got another 6, 7 that are at 11. Man, I tell you what, if there's one guy at 11 that I could see do it, it would be Paul Casey. I think of the 12s, I don't see anybody at 12. I think of the 13, Griot could go bananas. But I really think when I look at it, to me, it's Tony Finau's to lose. It really, really is. By the way, Max Homa has a triple this week and a double today. So he had two holes where he went 5 over par, and he's still tied for the lead. Think how good isn't it to have.
They said the last time that's happened, a guy to win while making a double and a triple in the same tournament was that Waste Management a couple of years ago with Ricky Fowler.
Wow. Wow. That was an amazing tournament, too. That was an amazing finish.
That was the one where I believe his ball, he hits it into the water, then he drops it, and he walks up onto the green, checks it all out, and it rolls and backs up for him right back into the water. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm watching it on TV yelling at the screen. No, 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 please. That ball can't go anywhere. That I'm pretty sure that's the round. He had both the double and the triple in the same round. He still went on to win.
He's, and that's kind of what Ricky Fowler has been known for. And you're starting to see a lot of these guys, and the more golf that we see and the more names like a Rowinski or a Harmon or a Davis or, you know, all these new guys that it takes a while for us to really give the credit to as far as picking them day in and day out, putting them in a fantasy day in and day out. It takes a while, but we've got to start believing in some of these players, Rick, because they're showing up every single week. And a lot of these guys like Ricky, like Jordan, like these guys that have been names for years, they're not showing up anymore. So I really feel like this is a big time changing of the guard right now.
The tour is deep. The tour is very deep. It's got a lot of great players in it. We're going to have producer Jacob pull up the odds board if we can move over to that. Because if you do like Tony Finau, coach, if it is his to lose, he's plus 275. Thanks to our friends over at William Hill to pull this thing off. The co-leader, Siwoo Kim, he's 3.5 to 1. And Max Homa, 5.5 to 1. And then those are the only three golfers that are single digits or shorter. The next group is Wawrinski at 11, Emiliano Grillo at 14. So the two names that you pointed out earlier, Finau, his to lose, 275, or Grillo, who is 14 to 1. Do you like those numbers?
No, I don't. If I was to bet on somebody to back, though, it would be Grillo. 14 to 1, I mean, that's a lot of value. I mean, you're talking $100, you'd get back 14. I certainly wouldn't bet any of those on the winners. I mean, plus 275, and you got to beat two other guys. The only time I like betting a winner is if my guy has a 1 or 2 shot lead by himself. I don't like when when the odds are this low, and then you've got to beat two other guys that you're tied with. So to me, if I was to put money, it would be probably on Grillo. Davis is a weird cat. He's young. He's big. He's strong. I call him the prototype. I think he's a guy that if he gets going, he could shoot another 66 or 65 and jump up there. So I would look at Cameron Davis as a wild card. And if I was to put money, it'd be on Grillo and on, if I had to, Finau.
Yeah, the Finau number's tough. If you have it pre-tournament, you're feeling great, obviously, but it's tough to pull the trigger on plus 275. You know, you mentioned Cameron Davis because he is someone that we've been kind of chronicling over the course of the past year or so. And historically, he's been a bit allergic to the lead. You know, I think he was the 36-hole leader at Wyndham before melting down. Now he's gotten himself back on the first page of the leaderboard more often recently. And you always wonder how these guys, you know, rarely, coach, does the door open the first time you knock, and you start knocking repeated. I mean, ask Tony Finau this, right? You just keep knocking until it opens for you. And Cam Davis, I don't know if it's this week, but I feel like is continually putting himself in that position. That breakthrough is coming. And if you do think it's this week, he's 28 to 1.
Well, I tell you what, you say he's 28 to 1 right now to win.
Yeah, he's 28 to 1 right now.
Wow. That would be, to me, that would be the play. Put a little, just a little taste, but you know, 20, maybe half a percentage of, or half of what your normal bet would be. But here's a guy, I think the reason we're seeing him play so well is now he's committed to living in the United States. He's committed to playing on the PGA Tour. He's not going back and forth all the way to Australia, which is his home country. I think you see guys that when they get into year two of living in the different country, and we've never had to do that. I've traveled abroad a ton. I cannot even imagine, Rick, living in Europe or living in Asia, although I do love Tokyo, but living there full time, it would be very difficult to do, and then play really good golf. So I think now he's settled in. He says, okay, I belong. I can play with these guys. This is like home for me. And so we should not be surprised if he pulls off a win. If it's not tomorrow, very, very soon.
I love it. I love it. I'd be willing to bet $1 that producer Jacob has maybe a little investment on Rory Sabatini at 50-1. That's his guy. He's three shots back, and 50-1 feels super long. So I think that behind the scenes, producer Jacob, he's got the odds up. I think he's already clicked one, coach, and I think that name is Rory Sabatini.
You know, I looked at him in a round bet today, and I was going to bet against him. And then I'm glad I didn't, because it came in the back of my head. Every time you bet against Rory Sabatini, he proves you wrong. He's the guy that grinds it. He doesn't get any press. Nobody ever talks about him. And then more times than not, you'll see him T8, T10, T15. He's a good, solid player. He's just not somebody that wins very much.
He's had a hell of a career. He's made a lot of money, and he's going to probably make a lot this week as well. That'll do it, coach, for this episode, for our third round recap of the American Express.
Sure. What's the difference between first place money and 21st place money?
A lot. I would say it is probably, so first is probably 1.3, and I bet you 20th is 70.
Yeah, so anybody that had Sungjae in a one and done this week, they have to sleep on that thought process. Did you had him in a one and done? You had him in our one and done. Oh wow, yeah. Wow, my bad. I was just trying to put a nice little bow on the day, and I didn't even know. I'm sorry. Continue. It's my fault.
That is why I tried to avoid the Friday night victory lap for your one and done pick, because there is a lot, unfortunately, a lot of golf to be played, coach.
Worst, that always happens to me. I'm the worst at the Friday victory lap, and by Sunday, I've got my tail between my legs going the other way.
All right. Well, we'll be back on Sunday to break it all down. But for now, thank you to producer Jacob. Thank you to the coach. You can find him on Twitter at the Coach Rules. You can find me at Rick Run Good. This has been the First Cut, and we'll catch you next time.
It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus. Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.